Introduction.
I'm Frances Lynch, and I was one of the directors of the excavations here in the 1970s, before the dam was built and before the lake was flooded. At that time, this was a shallow moorland valley, and it contained a group of Bronze Age burial monuments dating from about 4,000 years ago. Standing here, you can see four of them. One on this side of the lake is very easy to see, grass-covered mound named Bunkanarion, the mound of money. Actually, we didn't find any. And then on the other side of the lake, you'll see that there is now an island. It's originally a little promontory, and there's a mound on that. And beyond that, on the ridge, there are two more. More difficult to see, but they have been rebuilt and covered in grass rather than the heather, so at some times of the year they're easier to see than others. When we came to start the excavations, we weren't the first people to have investigated these mounds. All of them had been dug into in the 19th century. I don't think anybody got money out of them then either, but there are some burial urns from other mounds in this district, which were found in the 19th century. From here, you can look down the reservoir towards the dam, and you may notice that there is a grass-coloured hill, now with trees on the fringes of it, which is part of the dam structure. It contains a good deal of monitoring equipment and things, but its height reflects the original intention to have a phase two of this reservoir, which would be a raised level of dam and flooding a much larger area. And this was one of the reasons the excavations were so extensive in the early 1970s, because it was planning for a much larger reservoir. When the monuments at the edge of the lake that you can now see restored would have been completely underwater.